They don't know that there's so much more to see because they've never seen it. It's the LifeSpring 1-Year Bible, coming to you from Riverside, California, and podcasting since 2004. My name is Steve Webb. I'm your OG Godcaster. It's Epistle Sunday, and we'll complete the book of 1 Peter with a reading of chapters 4 and 5. The website is lifespringmedia.com, and I'll tell you how to get in contact with me at the end of today's show. Now, I have not forgotten to put the pictures of our Alaska trip on the show notes page for yesterday's show, lifespringmedia.com/S13E315. I'm still playing catch-up with all the chores here at LifeSpring Central, like mowing the lawns that had totally overgrown while we were gone when I got home and looked like there was a forest in my front yard. I like to be a good neighbor and keep the place looking nice, so that had to be done before anything else, and I'll get the pics up probably tomorrow. Before we read, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the time you've given us to read and study your word, and I pray that you would bless this time. Teach us, Lord, and touch our hearts. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, are you ready? Let's begin. 1 Peter chapter 4. Since Christ suffered while he was in his body, strengthen yourselves with the same way of thinking Christ had. The person who has suffered in the body is finished with sin. Strengthen yourselves so that you will live here on earth doing what God wants, not the evil things people want. In the past, you wasted too much time doing what non-believers enjoy. You were guilty of sexual sins, evil desires, drunkenness, wild and drunken parties, and hateful idol worship. Non-believers think it is strange that you do not do the many wild and wasteful things they do, so they insult you. But they will have to explain this to God, who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this reason, the good news was preached to those who are now dead. Even though they were judged like all people, the good news was preached to them so that they could live in the Spirit as God lives. The time is near when all things will end. So think clearly and control yourselves so you will be ready to pray. Most importantly, love each other deeply, because love will cause people to forgive each other for many sins. Open your homes to each other without complaining. Each of you has received a gift to use to serve others. Be good servants of God's various gifts of grace. Anyone who speaks should speak words from God. Anyone who serves should serve with the strength God gives, so that in everything God will be praised through Jesus Christ. Power and glory belong to Him forever and ever. Amen. My friends, do not be surprised at the terrible trouble which now comes to test you. Do not think that something strange is happening to you, but be happy that you are sharing in Christ's sufferings so that you will be happy and full of joy when Christ comes again in glory. When people insult you because you follow Christ, you are blessed, because the glorious Spirit, the Spirit of God, is with you. Do not suffer for murder, theft, or any other crime, nor because you trouble other people. But if you suffer because you are a Christian, do not be ashamed. Praise God because you wear that name. It is time for judgment to begin with God's family. And if that judging begins with us, what will happen to those people who do not obey the good news of God? If it is very hard for a good person to be saved, the wicked person and the sinner will surely be lost. So those who suffer as God wants should trust their souls to the faithful Creator as they continue to do what is right. 1 Peter chapter 5. Now I have something to say to the elders in your group. I also am an elder. I have seen Christ's sufferings, and I will share in the glory that will be shown to us. I beg you to shepherd God's flock, for whom you are responsible. Watch over them because you want to, not because you're forced. This is how God wants it. Do it because you're happy to serve, not because you want money. Do not be like a ruler over people you're responsible for, but be good examples to them. Then, when Christ, the chief shepherd, comes, you will get a glorious crown that will never lose its beauty. In the same way, younger people should be willing to be under older people, and all of you should be very humble with each other. God is against the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. Be humble under God's powerful hand, so He will lift you up when the right time comes. Give all your worries to Him, because He cares about you. Control yourselves and be careful. The devil, your enemy, goes around like a roaring lion looking for someone to eat. Refuse to give in to him by standing strong in your faith. You know that your Christian family all over the world is having the same kinds of suffering. And after you suffer for a short time, God, who gives all grace, will make everything right. He will make you strong and support you and keep you from falling. He called you to share in His glory in Christ, a glory that will continue forever. All power is His forever and ever. Amen. I wrote this short letter with the help of Silas, who I know is a faithful brother in Christ. I wrote to encourage you and to tell you that this is the true grace of God. Stand strong in that grace. The church in Babylon, who was chosen like you, sends you greetings. Mark, my son in Christ, also greets you. Give each other a kiss of Christian love when you meet. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. In today's comments, I'd like to address chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. Peter tells the older members to be shepherds to God's flock from a sincere desire and not for money, and to do so by providing a good example, not by lording it over them. And then he tells the younger folks that they should be willing to submit to the older people. And he wraps up this section by saying that they should all be very humble with each other. These verses grabbed my attention because I've been involved in the church since I was in my teens. So I've been a member of the younger crowd, and now I'm definitely one of the older crowd. I've been on both sides. You know, it's funny how we move through life. We're taking a side trip here, by the way. I'll get back to 1 Peter in a moment. Right now, my newest granddaughter, Penny, have I told you about her? Well, anyway, right now, pretty much any room she's in any crowd she's in, she's the youngest person in the room. Of course, she doesn't know that, but she is. So as we move through life, we go from being the youngest person in the room to being the average age of the population. And in most rooms you're in, many of the people are generally your age. And then we move to being an older person like I am. And in many cases, more so every year, I'm the oldest person in the room. I have to say, it's kind of a funny feeling. And to go from being the youngest person in your family, which I used to be, of course, including extended family, to being the oldest, as I am for the web branch of the family, it's kind of a humbling thing. Back to 1 Peter. When I was young, there was no doubt that the elders were in charge. Church was pretty much entrenched in the way things were done. But I gave my heart to the Lord right around the time that the Jesus Freak movement was born in the late 60s, early 70s. And a lot of changes began to happen. And by the way, I guess in some parts of the world like Australia, Jesus freak is a derogatory term. Here it's not generally meant that way, so don't take offense at that. Here in the U.S., to be a Jesus freak just meant that you were somebody who was a bit of a hippie and loved Jesus. And that was me. But now, today, somehow, we've come to a point in today's culture where the older people in many churches no longer have a voice. They're not in charge. If you're older than 35 or 40, you just might as well find a seat. It's the younger people that have kind of taken control. Well, having been a young person right there when things began to change, and now being one of the elders in terms of age, I have the benefit of perspective that the younger folks just don't have. It's impossible for them to have. They can't have the kind of perspective that an older person has. Now, several years ago, I attempted to hike to the top of Mount Whitney, the highest peak in the continental United States. I didn't make it all the way, but that's another story. But what I want to talk about now is that the view from the trailhead, the beginning of the trail that led to the top, well, that view was extremely limited because being in the forest, the trees limited the view. You couldn't see very far at all. But once you got on the trail and you were hiking for a couple of hours or so, you gained some altitude. And there were places where you could look out over the beautiful Owens Valley between the trees. You began to gain some perspective and you could see for miles. And then after having been on the trail for several hours, you were above treeline. There was nothing to block your view and you could see even further because you were so much higher. Well, that's how it is with elders versus youngsters. The young people think that they know it all, but they're really just starting out on the trail. They don't know that there's so much more to see because they've never seen it. There's a reason that the Holy Spirit, through Peter, calls the elders to shepherd the flock. They're further along and higher on the trail. He doesn't call them because they're better, but because they've got the benefit of perspective. And the younger folks should humbly accept that with age comes perspective and hopefully, not guaranteed, but hopefully, wisdom. And then, of course, the elders should humbly teach and lead the younger believers. I'd like to know what you think. Send a Boostergram or call the LifeSpring Family Hotline or go to the comments page or write an email. I'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. Tomorrow will be the Law Monday, and we'll read Deuteronomy 13 through 15. Now, Deuteronomy is a long book. We'll be there every Monday right up to the last week of the season, which will be the last week of September. And come to think of it, the same is true for the book of Acts. What is this, samba, mamba, rumba? I don't know what it is. Kind of fun. Roderick came in today with a $50 donation via Zelle. And as I look back at his donations, I noticed that he's been consistently sending this amount in on a monthly basis. So that makes him an executive producer. And I'm sorry I didn't notice it right away, because Zelle doesn't have a monthly subscription mechanism. You have to remember to manually make the donation every month, unlike other payment processors. And since there is no monthly donation mechanism, I don't get notified from Zelle when somebody is, you know, consistently doing it. I just kind of have to notice. So anyway, Roderick, thank you so much. God bless you, brother. And speaking of notifications, I was notified today that Kevin Dills has signed up for a monthly $50 donation. Well, thank you, Kevin. God bless you. And so Kevin is also an executive producer today. How cool is that? Thanks, guys.
Boostergram!
A Boostergram came in from Fountain user Brian Bitcoiner on the Boost. Acts 13 and 14 Shake-Off Rejection episode, and they just sent a little heart emoji. So, thank you for the Boostergram, Brian Bitcoiner. What a great handle, Brian Bitcoiner. I love it. God bless you.
LifeSpringMedia.com/support
Praises and prayer requests. Let's start with this praise that came in on August 4th while Leanne and I were on vacation. It's from LifeSpring Family Berean, Brother Paul of Seattle. He wrote, "Hi Steve, got a praise report. My cousin's wife just had their first kid today. Mom and baby are doing well." Yeah, says Paul. Well, that is a praise, Brother Paul. Very cool. Boy, girl, name? We want details. Thanks for sharing, Brother Paul. And there's this note from the lovely Lady Leanne. She said, pray for this anonymous couple that we both know. Pray for their finances and marriage. And yes, we'll do that. And she said, also pray for my brother Randy's son-in-law, Philip Bauer, who posted on Facebook asking for prayers for healing for his family. Well, that's all I know about it. So obviously God knows everything about it. So we'll just lift that family up in prayer. And then Leanne said her cousin Candy is still on oxygen. They have to monitor her oxygen level. She is home, but she's still having to do that. But she is doing better. And her husband Jim has rheumatoid arthritis. And he recently was in the hospital for a procedure. And they did a chest x-ray and saw a spot on his lung. And the doctors thought that this was just another manifestation of his rheumatoid arthritis. But after a PET scan a couple of weeks ago, they saw that the spot had gotten bigger. Well, they did a biopsy, and it says that, he's got lung cancer. We haven't heard a stage or a treatment plan yet, but they're going to do some more testing to find out if it has spread or not. And by the way, Jim is also on oxygen, so Jim needs our prayers. Also, Leanne says, maybe you could squeak a prayer out for our healing, meaning hers and mine, with this cold we're both still dealing with, and for her work. She's having some challenges at work. She said, thanks, love. Tell the family I'm grateful for their love and prayers, and I will do that, and you've heard it. Leanne is grateful to the LifeSpring family for your love and prayers. And then one more. I have a half-brother named Greg that I've mentioned once or twice on the show before. We aren't close, and as a matter of fact, we never met until I was about 40 years old. He's 2 years younger than I am, almost exactly. I think his birthday is 2 days before my birthday. Anyway, we do share the same father, and I won't get into details, but while I was on vacation, I got a text from Greg telling me that he had just had surgery not long ago. He had throat cancer. And now he has what is called a stoma, which is a hole in the neck that you breathe through. Greg's larynx, or voice box, was removed, so he has to learn how to speak through this hole, this stoma.
And there are a few different ways that this is done, and I'm not sure which one Greg is going to be learning to use, but it is going to be difficult, whatever method it is. It does look like they got all the cancer, but of course, Greg has this challenge ahead of him. I told him that we would be praying for him, and I tell you, I'm really not sure about his relationship with the Lord. The first time we met, he was a prison inmate, and it was a local facility, so I visited him every couple of weeks for a year or so until they released him. And he had told me that he had accepted the Lord while he was in the joint, as they say, I guess. But when Greg was released, he moved several states away, so I really can't know for certain where his heart is. So let's pray for healing and for strength, but also that he would truly seek to know Jesus. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we lift up your name and we worship you because of who you are. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. You are the creator of all that is, and you have given us life. You hold everything in your hand, Lord, and you are the sovereign Lord. Thank you for loving us and for inviting us to know you. Thank you for your Son and the salvation we have through his shed blood. And we thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit, who is our comforter, who gives us the ability to follow you and is the seal of our salvation. We thank you for this new life in Paul's family. We pray that you would give these new parents and the extended family wisdom and guidance as the child grows. May this new little person grow to be a man or a woman of God who loves you and who you can use for your glory. And now, Lord, for this anonymous couple that Leanne wrote about. I know that they love you, and I pray that you would be with them during this very difficult time. You know all the details, and I pray that you will walk with them through this time and that they will be stronger on the other side of what's currently going on in their lives. And for Leanne's brother Randy's son-in-law, we pray that whatever healing is needed in his family, that you would bring the healing. Be magnified in their lives, Lord. We thank you that Leanne's cousin Candy is home and that she's doing better, and we pray that she will soon be able to breathe without having to rely on an oxygen tank. And we pray for Candy's husband Jim and the cancer diagnosis that he's just gotten. We pray that as they wait for testing, that you would comfort their hearts and make your presence known, Lord. They love you, and I pray that they would be able to lean on you for reassurance and comfort. We pray that the lung cancer will be treatable and that you'll bring Jim through this frightening time. We pray for my brother Greg now, Lord. He's not had an easy life, sometimes from his own decisions, and now he's in probably the biggest battle of his life. We pray that you would use this time to bring him to the point that he surrenders completely to you. Help him to put away his own pride and really acknowledge you as the Lord of his life. As he recovers from this surgery, I pray that you'll strengthen and comfort him as he learns how to live with this new physical reality. And we pray for Leanne's work situation, Lord. Help her in her job in each area that has become difficult. You know what they are, and it's nothing that you can't fix. Be with her at work and help her to continue to be salt and light in her workplace. And Father, Lord, this cold that we have is sort of hanging on. Touch us, Lord, we pray, and restore our strength. I thank you for the LifeSpring family, Lord, and I ask you to bless each and every one. You know every heart. You know every detail, every situation. Where there are needs, I pray that you would meet them according to your faithful, loving will. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, beloved, our next time of prayer will be this coming Wednesday, so let me know how we can pray for you. Details on how to do that is coming right up. Hear from you. The best way is with a Boostergram using a modern podcast app from podcastapps.com. The next best way is to call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at +1-951-732-8511. And if you just want to reach out and type something, that's okay too. For prayer requests and praise reports, go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com. And for comments or questions, just go to comment.lifespringmedia.com. And last, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Pick one of those methods and talk to me. Thanks. thanks to Sister Denise and Michael Hainer and Scott Snyder and Jason Pascal, who did today's show art, and Sister Brittany for their generous donations of time and talent. Thanks to Roderick and Kevin Dills for helping to make this episode possible with their donations. And I'm so glad we had time together today, beloved. I can't wait for tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.
All the programs in the LifeSpring Media family are made possible by the generous gifts of people like you.